Niuans across New Zealand have been celebrating their culture and language this week. Much of the onus for keeping the language alive is on the nearly 24,000 Niuans in New Zealand, with under 2,000 people living on the island itself. This year's theme is Tuki Ofa Ofenia Mukaina e Wangahau Niue, Treasure, Love and Cherish the Niuan Language. Christine Ruvoi reports.
That's young Niuans performing at the launch of their Language Week in Auckland last weekend. Niue-born, Wellington-based Dr. Alvin Mitukulena says his language is not spoken widely compared to other Pacific languages, but he says there has been an increasing number of young Niueans taking an interest in the language and culture.
It's quite heartwarming to see that, and I hope it just only gets stronger. For me, it's just being able to get together with my community, share stories about our home island. It's a time of reflection, coming together with the community, with other Niue people, and just sharing stories about our homeland, what we remember, what we can pass on to young Niuans as well.
The chairperson of the Wangahau Niue, Mailingi Hetutu, says the organisers have been impressed with the response from the community.
The highlight was the youth who take part in the service as well, with singing, reading, even preaching. There was a young man who was so powerful on his messages to his young friends about maintaining Niue language and keep using it. His encouragement is for the New Zealand-born Niueans to try and learn the Wangahau.
Ms. Hetutu says they will continue to work with and encourage the youth to learn the Wangahau. New Zealand's Pacific Peoples Minister says more needs to be done to expand the use of Pacific languages beyond language weeks. Aupito Williams-Seo says while such weeks remain important, more investment and research is needed to help struggling languages.
What we'll do with that is basically start from our starting point in the Pacific Language Weeks and continue to build on that as the community directs us, which requires us to make sure that the language weeks are better coordinated on a nationwide basis, but also it will require us to look to the source of the language.
Aupito Seo, whose ministry runs the seven Pacifica language weeks, says $20 million New Zealand dollars has been allocated for further research and language support. Dr. Alvin Mitukulena urges young Niueans to make use of every opportunity and ask their parents, grandparents and friends for assistance in learning the language.
Because it is a dying language, I hate to say that, but it is, and we need to try and revive it, but we all have a responsibility as Niue people. Part of learning the language is about making some mistakes, because that's the only way you're going to learn. But we as, you know, people who are fluent, we have a responsibility to help our young people and encourage them and be supportive of them when they want to learn our language.
Niuean Language Week ends on Saturday when the islanders mark their Aho Pule Whakamotu or Constitution Day, when Niue became a self-governing nation in 1974. Koe hionga ha'aku ko, Christine Ravoy, Mutolukia.